Allura rocks. The Rocks take the win at home but fall short on the road. Allura won 6-5 over the Dunville Arrows on Friday but couldn't get a second win against the Alvinson Killer Bees with a 8-5 loss. The team is second in the WOSHL division with 12 wins and 6 losses. Allura is on the road twice this upcoming weekend, first in Orangeville taking on the Blitz Friday and on Saturday in Tilbury to face off against the Bluebirds. Fergus Whalers. Fergus loses a close one at home. The Whalers lost 2-1 against the Godrich Flyers at the Centre Wellington Community Sportsplex on Sunday. Fergus is third in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 19 wins, 5 losses, 2 overtime losses and 1 shootout loss. The team is on the road this weekend in Mitchell on Saturday and Godrich on Sunday. Mount Forest Patriots. The Patriots got a pair of wins. At home on Saturday, the team came out on top over the Concardon Bulldogs 2-1 and then 4-3 against the Wingham Ironmen on Sunday. Mount Forest is first in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 24 wins, 5 losses and 2 overtime losses. The Patriots host twice this weekend, first taking on the Hanover Barons on Saturday and then the Mitchell Hawks on Sunday. Erin Outlaws. The losing streak continues for the Outlaws. The team got its 7th straight loss against the Tavistock Royals on the road Saturday, losing 7-3. Erin is 9th in the OHL standings with 4 wins and 10 losses. The Outlaws get a chance to turn things around twice, first against the Georgian Bay Apple Kings on Saturday on the road ADN, then at home Sunday afternoon against the Durham Thundercats. Minto 81s. Minto's scheduled matchup against the Ripley Wolves was postponed. The team is 5th in the OHL standings with 9 wins and 4 losses. The 81s will take on the Creemore Coyotes at home on Saturday.